So for our first section, we're going to be talking about our family background. Please tell us, where were you born and raised?
I was actually born and raised in the Philippines. I remember being born in Quezon City, and for the duration of our stay in the Philippines, we pretty much just stayed in Manila.
Cool. What do you remember growing up there? Do you have any specific stories you'd like to share?
Well, I remember, for one thing, it was very humid there. And I remember spending pretty much like my whole childhood worrying about school and studying.
Right.
And, you know, when you're a student in the Philippines, school was pretty much your whole life.
Yeah.
Well, since Easter just passed, I do remember how it was like to celebrate Easter in the Philippines. We would wake up at like 4 in the morning and go to like a procession where they'd have like the statues of Jesus and Mother Mary, and we'd walk going to the church.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And then afterwards we'd have some really good food, and I remember in the past, if we had time, we'd also go to Antipolo, which is a very like well-known sacred place in the Philippines.
Alright, cool. So you talked about school. Which school did you attend in the Philippines?
I attended ICA, which stands for Immaculate Conception Academy.
Wasn't your school like really close to my school?
As a matter of fact, it was. It was actually across the street from each other, and right between our schools was a church.
Right.
And to me, it was fun growing up watching the older girls from my school and the older guys from your school, like, sneaking and meeting up at the church.
So, while you were in school, what were your plans and goals exactly for the future?
To be quite honest, when we were in the Philippines, and really for the most part of my childhood, I really had no idea what I wanted to become. You know, I had no set profession in mind. At that point growing up, all I wanted was to get really good grades. And I just wanted to get everything above 90% and be on the honor roll. And to me, that would have been the greatest achievement.
Cool.